going to do a baptism service, not here for different reasons, but we're going to do it in Basildon. We won't be doing church here. This is on the 21st of August. So we're going to put on a coach so that everyone can go down. They're all saying, and many of you are saying, we feel part of them. You know, Colin's there, Liz is there. Who else is down there? Tony's down there. They really are part of us. And it'd be great to have a whole day down there, especially if it's sunny. It's going to be amazing. And so if you haven't been baptised yet and you want to be baptised, that's the place to get it done. As I say, we're going to have a coach laid on. And I just think it's going to be amazing for us to gel together for a day. It'd be great. And another bit of news, if we could put the picture up, it would be really cool. And I just want to say hi to Haresh and Hamitha online there out in India. And it's good to see that you're hooking in with us still. And so Haresh, you know, has been coming in on Zoom from lockdown. And it's been a great time. He started to come to our disciple meetings on a Friday night. Loved that. And he's been with us a long time. And we really feel a connection with him out there. He's in a real poor part, Odisha of India, where he's working with orphans and poor children from a poor area. And there's about five churches, so that you know, they've asked us to come in. So we're now teaching them once a month because they haven't had the benefit of going to get schooling for the Bible and that. So we're just going in there to impart whatever we can. And it's just a great time together. And we had a little offering a little while ago towards it. And these are some of the orphan children. And if you see what they've got, they've got a little Bible in front of them. And we gave them enough money for a Bible each. And we got this picture yesterday. That's Haresh there, Hamitha, his wife, on this side. And they're the children. And we show the little clip of them being just thanking us for helping them along, really. Just imagine.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, that kind of means thank you, guys, for their Bibles. Can you imagine? I don't know, there was about 30 of them there, 40, I don't know, the difference that that Bible is going to make in their lives. We are really sowing in. That's what the kingdom of God is about. We're sowing into their lives. So thank you. And Haresh, keep it up, mate. He's a man of God. He's sharing the gospel out there. Is that all good with you guys?
Yeah.
You know, the thing is this, is that when we read the Bible, we love the Holy Spirit, and it says in Acts 1:8, that the power will come upon you when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, to the ends of the earth. Well, all of a sudden, it was all about Jerusalem for us for a long time, many years. All of a sudden, God has broken out into Jerusalem, Judea, which is Basildon now. We've got an outpost there, and that's going to grow well. Already we can see it's just a wonderful place to be. Samaria is India. God is getting us to get our eyes on the rest of the world, and to the ends of the earth will come when one of us end up working into an unreached people group. That is a country that hasn't got any church, any witness of Jesus, and so we want that to be completed. It might be a bit of time, but that's where we're going. And I'm just thanking God for all that he is doing amongst us now. Like Sam said, he's breaking out. The kingdom of God is advancing. Let's welcome up Jesus, who's going to read us from Acts 1:1-3. Why is that like that?
Amen. Glory to the Lord Almighty, man. I mean, it's gonna be Act 1, chapter 1 to and verse 1 to 3 from the NIV. Jesus taken up into heaven. In my former book, Theophilus, I wrote about all that Jesus began to do and to teach until the day was taken up to heaven, after giving instructions through the Holy Spirit to the apostles he had chosen. after his suffering. He presented himself to them and gave many convincing proofs that he was alive. He appeared to them over a period of 40 days and spoke about the kingdom of God. Amen.
Amen. Well done, Haresh. Thank you. Come on. Okay, guys. So if I were to ask you, what have you got today? I wonder what would come to mind. What do you have? Now, some of you would say, I've got a wonderful home that God has blessed me with. Some of you would probably say, I've got a grand in the bank. Some of you would say, I'd love to have a grand in the bank. And some of you would say, I've got a BMW. I've got something else. Yeah. But not many of you would say that I've got the kingdom of God. None of it, that wouldn't come to mind, that you have something. And if there's something I want us to go away with today, knowing when we come out of this place, is that we have the kingdom of God. You have, if you're in Christ, if Christ is in your heart, you have the kingdom of God. And as we see this passage that was read out by Jesus, well done, Jesus, that was very clear, very good. But Jesus was talking about the kingdom of God there. Now, he talked about it extensively. When Jesus rose again and was alive on earth, before he ascended, it was about 40 days. He spent every single one of them days teaching on the kingdom of God. Now, he could have been teaching on many, many different things, but he chose the kingdom of God and he stayed there. Why? Because the kingdom of God changes everything. The fact that the kingdom has come transforms, changes everything. And so, what is the kingdom of God or the kingdom of heaven? It's the same thing in the Bible. The kingdom, a kingdom is a rule and a reign over a certain area. The lordship of the king. What the king says gets done and that's it. And for us, it's the sovereignty of God. God governing over all that we are and all that we do. And what we see in history, the whole history of mankind is now split into two ages from the coming of Jesus. First of all, we see in Galatians, Paul describes it as this evil age. This is what we're kind of living in now, the evil world that we live in, full of sin, evil, darkness, and death. But it wasn't that way always. We know the story that God created the world and he created it good. Everything was good while we were under his authority. But the minute we started to listen to the devil and we agreed with him and ate the fruit that we shouldn't have eaten, instead of us being under God's rule and reign, so saying, Father, your will be done, actually we've come out of that realm and we've stepped over into saying, devil, your will be done. And we did what he said. And actually what happened there, for the whole of mankind, we fell from grace. We were separated from God. And evil and sin got into the world. That is what happened. And now Ephesians 2:2 calls the world that we live in, the spirit world that we live in, he calls it Satan, now the ruler of the kingdom of the air. And he rules with sickness and suffering and darkness and decay. That's what and death rules. But at the same time, now that Jesus is coming, so we're born into that world. That is a spiritual world. Never forget that God lives on the throne, okay? And he has never given that up. And he will come back and all evil will cease just at his appearance when he comes back. But for now, we live under that. The ruler of the kingdom of the air. But here's the difference, is that when Jesus came in, just like the Old Testament said, when the Messiah comes, he will bring a kingdom, which everybody wanted to see. But unfortunately for the Jews at the time, it was unseen. It's an unseen realm, but it is the kingdom of God. This kingdom, this is heaven, where God's rule and reign goes unopposed. There's no evil, no sickness. What God says goes all the way. Love, joy, peace, kindness, perfection, absolutely. That realm is now broken into the world that we live in. This is what Jesus was teaching. It's broken in. It's now here. It's now come. This age to come. full of life and wholeness and joy and fullness and completeness. This kingdom has now come. And so now we find ourselves not in between times of the evil age and heaven that is to come. And we're not in between times, but actually both these eras are happening at the same time. They're overlapping each other. And we choose on a daily basis who we're going to follow. Who is your king today? Who are you following today? We have our choice. You see, you and me were created by God for God. And the goal of life is not to have God as part of our life. You know, he's our mate and we talk to him now and again. And yeah, there you go. We get on with our life. That isn't it. When we became a Christian, he didn't become another part of our life, which is we've got to get rid of that idea. When we became a Christian, everything changed. And we become part of his story as king, his life as king, his will as king, his destiny for us as king. We yield to King Jesus in every way and area of our life. The problem is with us, we like a bargain, don't we? If anyone knows me, my son used to rib me all the time about it. Dave, you're always looking for a bargain. Well, I am. I'm a businessman. I buy stuff and I like to get it at the right price. But we do. But the problem is when we start to bargain with God. You know, we want God on the cheap. You know, cheapy, cheapy. And what we do with God is say, we want all your blessings. We want everything that you've got, heaven, your presence, wonderful feeling, all of it. Yet we only give God a little bit of our time. Cheapo prayer time. Cheapo intimacy. Cheapo times in reading the word and getting to know God for who he is, the things he loves, the things he hates. Cheapo time. Cheapo when it comes to sharing our faith and giving as God asks us to give so that he can bless us back. We want God on the cheap. That is the church today. The problem for us is that if we don't put God first, he won't put us first. And what we're left with is a powerless Christianity, a stuffy religion, where in Revelation 3:16, God says this, it's lukewarm and I'm going to spit you out of my mouth. Imagine that when we get there before God and God would say to us, you was that bad taste in my mouth. Imagine that. You know, I'm a businessman as well, and I just see it in workers today. You know, that same kind of cheapy stuff. They want all the benefits. They want the money at the end of the week, but they don't want to work. Or when they do work, they want to work actually when they do want to work, and then they want to go home when they want to go home and do work as they want to do it. And if they don't want to turn up, they don't bother to turn up. Yes, the workers of today, so many of them. And you know, Christians can end up in that situation. So much of God's church in the UK is like that today. But God doesn't want that for this church. He wants us to burn for him. He wants us to be on fire for him. He wants us experiencing the fullness of God that he died for. And that comes by putting him first, church. Are you up for that, church? Come on. Because when Jesus came, there's a problem with that, is that the warfare increased. The warfare increased when he came into the world. There was a clash all of a sudden of spiritual kingdoms. Can you see that? The ruler of the kingdom of the air, Satan getting his way with us. All of a sudden, like Angela said earlier, we've got to be transformed with the renewing of our minds. There's a new kingdom that is coming. We're part of that kingdom now. And this is the battle that is unfolding upon us. But Jesus poured out his spirit. The kingdom truly did come. And now Jesus said in different parts, the kingdom of God is within you. It's upon you and it's among you. Even here today. It's within you. So the kingdom of God, the rule and reign and power of God that put the stars into space is now at work in each one of us. As we agree with the Spirit, as we agree with the Word, he transforms us to be more like him. And then the kingdom of God is upon you. Okay, this is the aura. described like clouds earlier on in that prophetic word. It's the aura that you carry, that if you're walking with God, you will have a bit of the kingdom of heaven, a touch of heaven surrounding you. And wherever you go, you will transform situations just because you carry the kingdom of heaven. Do you realize that, guys? Wherever you go, you are carrying the kingdom. And then the kingdom of God is among you. This is the power of God to go to work. When we see someone suffering or in sickness or in poverty, these things, the kingdom of God is here for us to wield that, to draw down from heaven and change things that we see on earth. Jesus said, I have come to undo the works of the enemy. He's still doing it today. He will do it through you. He will do it through me. If we know we've got it, so that we then use it. We see evil, we see the sickness, and we come against it in Jesus' name. We undo what the Satan or the devil has done. It's a new realm, guys. It's a new realm. So there's three things, there's loads, but three things I want to touch into this morning of what we have now the kingdom of God has come. You have something. I want you to know that you have something. You see, one thing is that we have a new authority that we didn't have before Jesus came. That once we were under the ruler of the ruler of the kingdom of the air, but now we are not. Ephesians 2:6 says that we have been raised with Christ and now we are seated with him in the heavenly realms. We don't just say that here. It's a spiritual reality. We weren't born of the Spirit before Jesus came. But when his Spirit came and mingled with our spirit, new life began. And a new life in us. And you know that if you're in Christ. But also you were transported up there. We are now round the throne of heaven, seated in the heavenlies. Ephesians 2:6 will tell you that. As well as down here. We have a new position before God. We're part of a new realm, a powerful realm, a heavenly realm, a realm of victory. And that was the picture we got, that we're there today, that God wants to encourage us to know that you're there in the clouds. And I'll repeat them words again that God said. Do you want to fight your own battles on earth? Do you want to try to open your own doors and do things your own way? Because you won't get very far, I believe the Lord is saying. But if you come to me, if you bask with me, if you spend time with me, then I will go down and go before you, just like he did in the Old Testament. He will pave the way. He will prepare the way for each one of us. But the thing is, that we've got to be renewed in our mind. We've got to be transformed by the renewing of our mind. Our mind has got to catch up with what God has done. We are a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come. We are transformed inside. And so that where we go about our work, our life during the day, and when we see evil at work, sickness, suffering, poverty, and all the rest of it, we have authority to overcome. Jesus said in Luke 10:19, I give you authority over all the works and the power of the enemy. There's nothing that we don't have power over. And we see that in that little description of Peter, you know, where Peter and John went to the temple, and as they got there, there was a cripple there. And the cripple looked up, begging for money. So often that's what we go for God for. But anyway, Peter turned around and he said, look, silver and gold I don't have, but what I do have, I give to you. Get up and walk. And he pulled him up with the power of God working through him. That cripple got up and he walked for the first time. But here's the thing. Peter knew he had something. And that's what God wants us to know today. Do you know that you have something? Do you know that you're a part of a new realm? That you can draw down that power of heaven? Life should look very different for you today than when it did before you accepted Christ. When we pray the kingdom of God come, the kingdom of God comes. Sicknesses have to go. Relationships get restored when they're tough. Invite Jesus in. His kingdom will help you overcome. And where there is lack, God brings provision. So authority is the first thing I want to touch into. And I remember going to, I got called to go and preach at another church one time. And at the start of the meeting, I just said, I take authority over every evil in this place, over the power of the enemy in Jesus' name, not my name, but Jesus' name. And I release an anointing of healing over this place. And as we did that and just prayed, many people got healed during that. There were people that got healed of arthritis. We did it last week. And someone got healed of a back problem. Someone that came in that were going through cancer treatment felt they had no energy left. And that went from their energy. They just couldn't even get up and walk properly. Their energy went from a 2 to a 7 as we took authority. And on this meeting that I went to, there was one lady that had seen the plaque outside that we've got, healing evangelist come today. She just came in, hobbled in with a walking stick. And as we prayed, we asked everyone to sit down and then test your body to see what God has done. And she walked up to the front without the aid of a walking stick. And she said, my knee has been healed. I was waiting for an operation. But when you prayed that, I felt some presence. And it topped up. She wasn't even a Christian. So the presence of God came. She got absolutely healed and walked home after that meeting without a stick at all. And actually, she accepted Christ. That's what happens when we take the authority that God has given us. Are you ready to do that in your life, guys? Yeah? This is what we should be doing. Can I ask you to stand for a minute? I haven't finished yet. But there's no point in preaching the kingdom of God like this if we don't demonstrate it. Amen, church?
Amen.
Okay, so be gentle with me now. Okay. So, in the name of Jesus, I take authority over all sickness, suffering, pain in Jesus' name, and I command you to go in Jesus' name. And I now release a healing anointing over this place. The healing anointing of the risen Lord Jesus. Now, guys, what I would ask you to do is just touch the area of your body that you've got pain or you're suffering in any way. Just touch it now. Just touch it. That's it. Particularly knees. I believe God wants to heal. And do it, Lord. Do it, Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I command complete healing in Jesus' name. I command arthritis go. I command confusion to go in Jesus' name. Sleeplessness go in Jesus' name. I command long-term illnesses to be gone in the name of Jesus now, right now. Cancers go in Jesus' name. You get out. I command absolute healing in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Say thank you, Jesus. Okay, what I want you to do, guys, is just try to do what you couldn't do before. Wherever the pain was, just move about a bit. Many times, that's when you get healed, when you've got to do. If it's knees, you've got to bend them up and down. If it's your back, you've got to move around. Mobility come back in the name of Jesus. Focus on him, not on me. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Okay, if anyone's feeling better, a bit better or whatever, put your hand up. This, anyone feeling, yeah, you can put your hand up, yeah? What was you suffering from? Overthinking, yeah, that's it. Yeah, well, we'll hear in the future of how that one feels, but well done. Anyone got any pain or sickness that feels a bit better from what it did before? Anyone? If you've got that pain, you need to do what you couldn't do before. Is there anyone out there? Oh, Lord. Oh, God. No, I'm not. You've got to move about and it will free up. You know, when Jesus saw the man without an arm, he said, stretch out your withered arm. He didn't have an arm to stretch out, but in the doing of it, it got better. Just keep moving about, guys. Just keep doing what you couldn't do before. We'll see. I'm really big enough. If no one is, it's fine. I know God has touched people. Last week we saw, you know, someone healed of a back complaint like that. Is yours feeling better, Lloyd? Yeah, cool. Yeah, okay. Well, you can let me know, guys, yeah? Please be seated. Okay. And usually when I go to preach at other places, the healing evangelist thing, I come up with about 10 words, and at least 7 of them get responded. It surprises me every time. But let me know if you're feeling better. So the kingdom of God has come. That when we ask, Jesus said, your kingdom come, your will be done. It's for us to ask for that. Okay, secondly, when we ask for God's kingdom to come, God's kingdom brings forgiveness and freedom. Freedom from guilt, freedom from shame, freedom from bitterness. And so the biggest problem for man is sin. God hates it. And there's something in God that rises up when we sin. It rises up, and that's called wrath. God hates it that much. And we deserve that for the things that we've done wrong. But God punished that in Jesus. Jesus paid the price for us and took all the wrath of God for the whole of humanity, for the whole of time, was placed in Jesus and punished in him. That's why we can approach God today, regardless of how good or bad our week has been. If we're in Christ, he is our Father, and there's a big welcome there. So Jesus came in to bring his kingdom in so that those that were sick could be made well, those that needed him, not those that thought we don't need any, we don't need you, God, we do it our own way. He doesn't want to know them. He wants those in need that come to him. And that's why Jesus spent his time down here with sinners. He was with tax collectors. He went to parties where he got slated for going to parties with sinners like that. We became for them so that they would transform their lives, transform them and come to him. And our job description today as disciples is to do the same, to get out there with a carry the kingdom of God upon you into every area of life that you go. Show them. This is our mission statement. The World Church exists to show people of London and beyond what God is really like. And so we love people. We care for people because Jesus still loves and cares for them. We tell them that forgiveness is available to them and heaven is available to them. Imagine what Freddie's life would be like this week if he hadn't come to that youth weekend. He's been absolutely transformed. I saw the 2 beers that he was talking about in the skip unopened. And actually, I went back there this week and someone's opened them. I don't think it was Fred. But he's transformed his life. And that is what we can do. When we invite, we say, invite your friends in. It's because you have the power to transform someone's life. If they don't hear the gospel, how will they respond? That's our job, guys. And then lastly, when the kingdom of God comes, it brings joy and peace with God. Joy and peace with our brothers and sisters here. Put joy and peace at home. It gives us a home that we can feel at home in our heart, regardless of what's happened in our lives. We know that we're in a place we belong. It's a spiritual family, a very real thing where we're all joined together by his Holy Spirit. No more Jew, no more Greek. No more slave, no more free, no more Portuguese or Colombian. We're all together as one. Is that right, Jesus? Come on. Yeah, no, it doesn't matter about our differences or the background we have in life. We're all as one. And we become living stones. In Christ, you become something new. Where God's power is at work in you. And it's called a living stone where each one of us takes part in what God's doing here. Ephesians 2:21 says that rises up to become a holy temple in the Lord, a place that God can live by his Spirit. That's why we do it. That's why we come together and just don't worship on our own. Yeah, you get a touch of God on your own, but when we come together, he does something and dwells here by his Holy Spirit. And Psalm 16:11 says this, that in his presence is fullness of joy. And that's what God wants for each one of us today. Does anyone in the house want fullness of joy? Amen. Come on. Yeah. Does anyone wants fullness of miserableness? Yeah. And umpy, moany, groany. We get enough of them people around. Yeah. He wants fullness of joy for us. And so Jesus says, now go and make disciples. Freely you've received the kingdom. Now you know you have it. Now we've got to go and give it away. Share the love. Share the blessings. Release people from darknesses and bondage. Tell them about the joy that we have in the heart because of Jesus and the eternal life that waits us. The problem is with today's church. Today's church is full of Christians and not many disciples. People that will call Jesus Lord when they're in church or at home or whatever, but absolutely they don't follow him as Lord at all. They just do whatever they want to do. Guys, it's like this. Fish were made to live in water, yeah? We were not. We were made to live in air. And in order for us to be around fish, we have to go up and get a tank and fill it with air from above. And then we have to put that on at our back, and then we can go down and be amongst where the fish are. Without that from above, we wouldn't survive. But guys, we are not supposed to become like the fish. We are created to live above in the heavenlies. We are created to live with Christ and see from his perspective, live a life of victory in the heavenly places, like we've already said. That's why the prayer meetings are so important, because it's us dwelling with God together. It was a fantastic time yesterday. Yes, guys, are we there? Yeah. Amen. Yeah. Come on. That's where we need to be. Spend time with him so that we can be who we are, children of God, disciples. We are sons and daughters, and actually we're royalty. And when we spend time with him, we get filled with his life, filled with his Holy Spirit, filled with the wisdom of God. Without that, we don't know what to do in the situations we find ourselves in. But as we dwell with him, as we build relationship with him, he comes and fills us. And then we know what to do down here. With the mountains that God puts in our way, we draw down the wisdom. We draw down the kingdom of God by prayer, and we change things. Things change for us. That is what God wants for each one of us. But today, you see, too many Christians are living life just down here. They're not going up for air. They're not going up for what we really need. And they suffer lack of authority, disappointment, powerlessness, prayerlessness, fear, lack of faith adventures. When was the last time you took an adventure? Lukewarm worldliness. No, I was there once. Living that Christian life, just ticking over and doing the little minimum that I had to. Yeah. But it had to. There came a time when I said in my heart, I've had enough of that. It's either all or nothing for me. You know, I'm going to go for it, God. I'm going to do what you've said. I want the fullness. I want to burn for you, God. I want to be alive for you and for nothing else. And I'm not going to do anything but follow you and do and seek your kingdom first. And that's what God wants for us, church. Are you ready for that? Just to seek him, to go after him and see what he will do. It's a choice in our hearts that we let God disciple us, transform us, know that we have his kingdom. We've got it. But are we ready to take authority and draw it down upon us? Know in your heart that you have something, that Jesus lives in your heart now by faith, so that you can transform this world that you live in, to take that authority, wield the King of Heaven in your life. Jesus said, go. My kingdom is upon you, within you, and among you. Pray boldly. Live boldly. Walk in authority. Walk in victory is what God wants us to do in our lives today. Are you up for that, church? Amen. Can we stand, please? If you don't know Jesus in your heart yet, and you would like to know this King Jesus in you, then there's a short prayer. It's very simple. We just thank Jesus for dying on the cross for us, for me, for you. We thank him for that, for your sin. And then we say, God, we're going to live life your way. and receive him into our hearts. Thank him that he died on the cross. It's just as simple as that. If that's you, come and see me at the end, because God wants to welcome you into his family as you make him Lord of your life. But if you already got Jesus in your life, you know him in your heart, I'd love us to get into twos and threes in a moment and just pray for each other. As we pass on, when you're praying for each other, do you know that you're passing on some of the kingdom of God? You are imparting to the person you're praying for something of heaven today. That's the reality of God's kingdom. So three things I want you to pray for. Pray that who you're praying for would spend more time in God's word, that they would hear the Holy Spirit and do what the Holy Spirit says. Secondly, that they would pray with authority, the whole authority of the kingdom of heaven, and see transformation in their lives, that they would know that they have something. And lastly, that they would pray and live with boldness, sharing the kingdom of God, inviting people in so that they, like Freddie, can be transformed, not just for now, but the whole of eternity. So guys, if we could get into twos and threes, it would be really cool that we pray. I'll just go over them prayer points. We're going to do a worship song in a minute to finish with. But that they would spend time in God's word and do what he says. That they would take authority and that they would have all boldness. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. That's it, guys. Just pray. Oh, God. Thank you, Lord. That's it. Just come a bit. Okay, Lord. Just to help that. God is in the house, guys. His kingdom is here. Jesus is upon us. You are transforming now. You're transferring heaven into the heart that you're praying for. You have something. Just like Peter said, you have something. Come, Lord. Come, Lord. Oh, God. Oh, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. There's someone up there that you're living with disappointment. It's deep-rooted and you don't see a way through. And Lord hasn't got a magic word for you today, but what he has got, he said, I am with you in your struggle. I am with you in your despair. And what you're going through now will shape you for all eternity. You will shine like a star forever because of how you've coped with what you're going through with me. I know that that is for somebody today. Lord, impart your kingdom power. Impart your kingdom presence. Do it, Lord. Do it, Lord. There's someone else that you feel like you've lost your way, like you don't know where you're going, you don't know what to do next. And the Lord is saying that I will show you the way. It isn't complicated. Start to read my word and I will reveal to myself to you in a new way, in a fresh way. And I will lead you through this jungle that you feel you're in, out the other side. I will lead you through it, bring you into wholeness. Do it, Lord. Do it, Lord. And your heart will feel fulfilled again. You will feel whole again. Thank you, Lord. There's someone else you feel like you've turned your back on God, that you were doing so well, but there's something that's happened and you feel guilt and you feel shame. But as you come to God, Jesus has already been punished. It's done, it's finished. He wants you to lift up your head and start following again. And to know that He loves you and cares for you. And not to focus on the things that have gone wrong, where you're not perfect. He knew this before He accepted you, before He called you. And He's got a bright future for you. And the word you need to take home yet today is the best is yet to come. The best is yet to come. Thank you, Lord. We're going to continue worshiping now. If you're still praying, continue to pray. We're just going to finish with a worship.